Now, the Fieries, they had a, well, relatively quiet summer, certainly compared to last summer. But you may remember 12 months ago, Aussies opened up their wallets in a major way to donate money to the Rural Fire Service. And the comedian Celeste Barber kicked things off online. In the end, she raised $51 million for the RFS. We're now learning about what the Fieries have spent the cash on. Ben Shepherd from the Rural Fire Service joins us on the line. Morning, Ben.
Morning, Fordo. Thanks for having me on.
Happy New Year, mate. Summer was quieter than last year, certainly. Was it quieter than expected?
Yeah, look, there's no doubt that this La Nina event has definitely tempered this fire season. I will say so far, because, look, there is a fair amount of growth that's still sitting in western parts of the state that we can expect over the coming weeks and months as that La Nina event breaks down, that will start to dry off and hay off. So we could still have a bit of a fire season over the coming weeks and months. But to put it in perspective, so far this fire season, some 28,000 hectares has burnt. For the same period last year, 3.7 million hectares had burnt. So it's a considerable difference. And mind you, many of our firefighters are enjoying this time, obviously spending it with family and loved ones.
No doubt about it. Now, off the back of last year's bushfires, Aussies donated more than $50 million to the RFS. We now know where it's going. High-tech helmets, GPS equipment, and special halo devices which spray fire trucks with water. So do you feel better equipped now?
Yeah, look, there's no doubt, obviously, the response to last season was enormous, and so was the response in the community with giving those funds. So we always said that we would be open and transparent about where it was going. We also highlighted the fact that it wouldn't replace government funding. But we also enabled our volunteers to make a decision, given that they were the ones that received the money, to make a decision where it was going to be spent. So already around $20 million has actually been spent or provided to brigades, and they've been able to spend that in any way whatsoever. So some of them have actually been doing new kitchens and facilities inside their stations. Others have been spending it on things like automatic hose reels, thermal imaging cameras. So there's no doubt that that money will be well spent. And there's some big projects underway as well. So $70 million has been earmarked for significant projects, things like helmets, mobile data terminals for trucks. So it is rolling out the door. And as I said, importantly, it's being spent on the volunteers themselves.
A lot of the firefighting these days happens in the air, and we lease aircraft from other parts of the world, although their fire seasons are getting longer, ours are getting longer, so there might be a danger that at some stage they need the aircraft more than we do, or certainly that would be their opinion. So should we be investing more into large, flexible firefighting aircraft in Australia?
Yeah, look, we're awfully fortunate here that our state government has actually put in money. We're the only state here with a permanently based large air tanker. And look, and I realise that that was a recommendation out of the Royal Commission as well. So what that actual national fleet looks like, I think that it's still going to take some time for the states and territories to come together and perhaps say, you know, this type of aircraft might suit our needs. But there's no doubt that the role they're playing has changed this season as well. Here in New South Wales, we're doing what we know is predetermined dispatch of aircraft. So they're being responded at the same time as fire trucks. So they do play an important role, but it's also important to note, while they knock down fires, ultimately it's still the firefighters on the ground that need to go and put them out. But they continue to play a very important role, not just from water bombing, but also aerial intelligence.
Well, look, I'm really happy that these firefighters had an opportunity to enjoy Christmas and the New Year period with their families more so than previous years. And let's hope that the rest of the fire season provides some calm. Always good to catch up with you, Ben. Thanks for your time.
No problem at all. Thank you.
Ben Shepherd from the Rural Fire Service. 131 873 is our open line number.